AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 10th of September, 67 degrees on our way to 94 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Pioneer Bluffs director Lynn Smith. Lynn, good morning.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey, good morning.
How's things going today?
Oh, just wonderful. Beautiful sunrise. Going to be not so humid.
Yeah, a little hot today, but and a little hot tomorrow as well. But speaking of the schedule, you've got a big activity coming up here, not only this weekend, but also next weekend as well.
We do. It's just, we're very excited to be able to kind of get back to some in-person events safely. Tomorrow, September 11th at 7 o'clock, we're going to have an outdoors concert in the shade of Brian Knowles, who does red dirt country music. He's actually one of the best in the area, and it's just going to be a great fun time. I've listened to his music, and it's just a lot of fun. It's kind of a cross between country and rock and folk and just good music, and it'd be great to get together. You know, it is September 11th, which we will definitely pay tribute to. We scheduled it because that's what worked well in his schedule, but also it's good this weekend to get out and do some normal things. Isn't it great?
Yes, it is, and you can't beat that venue that you're going to be providing, huh?
Oh, you better believe it. Of course, Pioneer Bluffs, a historic Flint Hills ranch, is a very well-kept ranch headquarters, and we've got a lot of space to space around, and we hope everybody will come early and explore our nature trail, which is relatively new this year, and explore the buildings, and they will all be opened up. And so, and of course, Pioneer Bluffs is just 35 miles from Emporia, just east or west to Strong City, and then south to Pioneer Bluffs, 14 miles south.
Where are you going to have the concert on the grounds here for folks that are familiar with your layout?
Yeah, it will be east of the barn, which is very well shaded at that time of night. So it's going to be outdoors because first we said weather permitting, but now we know the weather's going to work out just great for us. And it's a nice area and going to have a nice breeze and lots of space.
How much does it cost to attend, and are you still accepting reservations? Because it sounded like you were accepting reservations earlier.
Yes, we are accepting reservations. We appreciate them, but they're not required. It just helps us know how many chairs to sit out. And they can make a reservation by emailing me at lynn@pioneerbluffs.org. There is a $10 cover charge, but adults get two free beers with it, or any other drink of their choice. So it's going to be, it's a nice way to spend this Saturday night.
No doubt about that. So Red Dirt Country coming up with Brian Knowles tomorrow at Pioneer Bluffs. Well, then on September 18th, you've got an event planned titled, what, Women of the Ranch, a little prairie talk, huh?
It is. It's an entirely different type of thing, which we do. And this is a series of interviews that have been conducted with what we call seasoned ranch women. They had to be 80 or older to get interviewed. And you know, they've just got some great stories. They started out at the early part of the 1900s, and, they often can tell stories about hauling water to bathe their kids or cooking on a wood stove or even plowing behind a team of horses. So they've got some great stories that encompass most of a century. And that's going to be at 2 o'clock on Saturday, September 18th. It will be held in the loft of the barn. We are having to limit the size of our audience because of that. Of course, that's we need the loft of the barn because that's where we'll have a screen set up for them to show these interviews on film. But also we're going to have a panel of some of the women that were interviewed. And so we are limiting to 75. And on this case, this is the first time we've done this, but reservations are required. And masks will be required inside the barn. You know, these women that... that have been interviewed, they've led a long life, and we're going to keep them safe.
Now, are these women from the Flint Hills area then, Lynn?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I know specifically those from the area that are coming is Eula Barrett, Danita Rogers, those that may know them, Earlene Huntington and Jackie Seeley. They're both from Greenwood County. And so that's who we know for sure. You know, I called the women to make sure that they knew that they were invited, and I had this wonderful conversation with a 98-year-old, and she said, you know, that's an awful long way for me to drive. I drive, but I can't drive that far. So, 98.
incredible.
So, anyway, it is. These women are feisty and healthy and just have some great, great stories to tell. Our interviewers are Mark Fiden, who actually conducted a similar program with Ranch Men a few years ago, and that's how we knew it was very popular, because we packed the barn that time. And he's a well-known filmmaker and also has his family has Kanza Media Press. But then there's also Farrell Hoy, who, of course, is daughter of Jim Hoy, but is definitely has made her own niche in the world, and she is conducting a series of studies of women that will go into a book.
Nice. Really quickly here, Lynn, you'd mentioned here about the COVID protocols for the 18th. Are those going to be standard here for the concert coming up here tomorrow night and just basically for all other fall activities moving forward?
You know, for tomorrow night, it's going to be outdoors, so we will not require masks outdoors, and we will have plenty of space to space the chairs around, which is why reservations are appreciated. And yes, our next event is going to be October 16th, and it also will be inside the barn, and masks at this time will be required. And that's going to be a concert by the Tallgrass Express String Band, along with an art exhibit by Susan Rose. And Susan has created a series of paintings that correlate with the music of the Tallgrass. So it's going to be another great event.
Just want to remind you again, the Women of the Ranch presentation will be Saturday, September 18th, starting at 2. And, Lynn, if people would like to make reservations for that, you mentioned space will be limited. How can they do that?
Email lynn@pioneerbluffs.org or give me a call at 620-753-3484. If I'm not there, just leave a message.
Outstanding. Well, Lynn, thanks a lot. Great to have you on with us, and best of luck here with all the activities you've got coming up here over the next month.
Thank you, and thank you for helping me communicate it.
All righty. Always good to talk to Pioneer Bluffs Director Lynn Smith here on our primetime Newsmaker Chat.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our morning show, next week's Newsmaker slots are just about full, and most of the morning show schedule is...